and welcome to the Lowercroft Primary Schools podcast. We are so glad you have joined us for another episode. I'm Frankie.
I'm Oakley.
I'm Amelia.
I'm Edward.
And we'll be your hosts today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout-outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're listening from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you. Here's what's coming in today's episode.
A roundup of all the latest school news, an excited interview in our hot seat section, and of course we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
We've made it to the end of the longest half term. It's been so full of learning and fun, and we cannot wait to share with you what's been going on towards the end of this half term. Let's begin, as always, with our breaking news section.
Key Stage 2 classes enjoys karate taster settings with Red Tiger Karate Club. Pupils learn some key skills and the importance of focus, discipline and respect. If you are interested in booking lessons with them outside school, time check our recent newsletter for a link.
We are delighted to welcome our new families to our open evening for the 2026 reception class. It was a great turnout and visitors had the opportunity to tour our school, meet staff and pupils, and find out more about many things that make Lowercroft such a special place to learn. We want to say thank you to all the staff, children, PTA and governors who made the evening such a success.
Year 6 meet their reception buddies for the first time. This is an important tradition at Lowercroft, and both the Year 6 and reception children were so excited to spend time together. We cannot wait to see how their assembly goes next half term.
Over the last few weeks, all classes from Year 1 to Year 6 have presented some amazing individuals based on our learning through Black History Month. It was amazing to hear all about remarkable individuals from Mary Jackson to Ignatius Sancho and many more. Well done to all the classes for their words, artwork and acting skills.
Break the Rules Day was a huge success. There were so many rules broken, which means lots of money raised for our PTA. At the time of recording, we do not have the final amount, but thank you to all parents and children who supported this fun day to help raise funds for our PTA and school.
That's all for breaking news this week. Now into our hot seat time.
This week in our hot seat interview, we are excited to welcome two of the newest members of Team Lowercroft, Miss Naz and Miss Pearson. Welcome both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, pleasure to be here.
What made you want to join Lowercroft Primary School, and what were your first impressions when you arrived?
Well, when I first came here, I thought that everyone was friendly and really bubbly. The staff seemed really nice. I got a really nice warm feeling from them. And when I did my walk around, the children were really, really respectful. So I thought that was a lovely, lovely start to school. So, yeah.
Yeah, quite similar to Miss Naz. Everyone's so kind here. I was immediately looking at the school website. Everyone seems so connected and there's lots of things to do. There's lots of things going on. But also, looking closer at the children, everyone's got manners. Everyone's so calm. It's a really lovely environment to work at.
Where have you taught before and what inspired you to become a teacher?
So I've worked in a school in Rochdale called Shawcliffe Community Primary School, and one of my biggest inspirations is my auntie, because she's a head teacher, and when I was younger she'd always come back home from school and I always used to watch her do her marking, and I just found it really interesting. And Miss Naz likes the idea that I'm making a positive impact on children's lives, which is one of the main reasons why I wanted to become a teacher.
I worked in a school in Chadderton called St Luke's, and I've always, forever wanted to be a teacher. I remember being a child and asking for a whiteboard at Christmas and whiteboard pens, so every single day feels like a dream to actually be able to be in front of the classroom and teach. It's just what I've always wanted to do.
What are you most looking forward to this year with your class or in school life?
Well, my class, they love to perform, and one of the topics in our writing is to write and perform play scripts. So I'm actually really excited to see what they come up with, because they're really good at acting.
Regarding year two, it's so nice to just be in a year where you just see such maturity, and the level that they walk in as opposed to the level they walk out. It's such a nice thing that I'm looking forward to see. The school play at Christmas, doing it with year one, and we've just done the Harvest Festival, which was really exciting for my class to be a part of and be able to perform again at the front, because I loved acting when I was a child, so it's nice to bring a lot of shyer characters out and make them like enjoy performance.
If you could sum yourself up as a teacher in three words, what would they be and why?
It's hard just to choose three. I think definitely compassionate, loving and dedicated. Only because obviously I care deeply about children's well-being, whether that's them in school and out of school. And as a teacher, you go above and beyond for every child, so you have to be dedicated. So yeah.
Yeah, quite similar. It was hard to pick three words, and obviously just reflecting on yourself. I feel in a year two classroom, patience comes first and forefront. Being patient is so important, making sure every child feels listened to and cared for. Again, same as Miss Naz, caring. I like to think I care about every single child, no matter whether it's in school or out of school, what they're worrying about, making sure that they always feel like they're being listened to. And I feel like I would say dedicated. Like I said, I've always wanted to be a teacher. This is something that I've always strived for, and I like to care and make sure that every child is happy in my classroom and in school.
Thank you so much for joining us in our hot seat, Mrs. Naz and Mrs. Pearson, and we look forward to seeing you around school this year.
Thank you very much for having us.
Each week, our Student Spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of the Team Lowercroft who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw or via email to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Gabriel in Year 6 and his teammates from the Walshall Wolves, Luca, Oakley, Edward, were mascots for Bury FC first. Within Shaw, they walked on the pitch with the Bury players, shook hands with the opposition referee and the linesman, then watched from the stands as Bury won 5-2. What an honour. Luca in Year 6 also scored a hat-trick at the weekend for his team, helping them to a 4-2 victory. Well done, Luca.
Emmy in Year 2 achieved her 75-metre at swimming last week. Well done, Emmy. Frank in Year 6 won a tennis tournament, and yes, it was the first tournament he won in under 11 years group. Keep it up, Frank.
Connor, Rory, Henry and William in Year 2 won a football match for their team, Westbury Raptors, with an impressive 11-0 score last Saturday. And Rory scored three of the goals, and Connors won. They are doing brilliantly.
Charlotte in Year 3 received her orange belt in martial arts this week. Fantastic work, Charlotte. And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Lowercroft Primary School podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and of course, you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we will be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last week's teaser was what am I question. It was this. I have keys but no locks, I have space but no room, and You can enter but not go outside. What am I? The answer was, of course, a computer keyboard. Well done if you got it.
Here is the week's teaser. What is a face but can't smile? I'll repeat that. What is a face but can't smile? If you think you know the answer, you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you're right.
Make sure to listen out for our next episode, which will be coming your way on Friday the 28th of November. We'll have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises. We'll see you next time on the Local Primary School Podcast. Bye for now.